Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is August 15th, 2019. The day was August 15th, 1977. The Big Ear radio telescope at Ohio State University received a signal that seemed like it may have had an extraterrestrial origin. In 1959, Cornell University scientists Philip Morrison and Giuseppe Cocconi published a paper in Nature called Searching for Interstellar Communications. In the paper, the scientists proposed that extraterrestrial beings trying to communicate with Earth might do so using radio signals. Further, it was likely that they would communicate at a frequency of 1420 megahertz. Hydrogen, the most common chemical element in the universe, emits photons at this frequency. The quiet band of the electromagnetic spectrum between 1420 megahertz and 1670 megahertz later became known as the water hole, a place where extraterrestrials may be likely to communicate. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, or SETI, has been happening ever since radio technology began developing. But the modern search was born in 1960 with Project OSMA, when astronomer Frank Drake used a radio telescope to examine stars in the waterhole. In 1973, scientists at Ohio State University began using a radio telescope named Big Ear to search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Around 11:16 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on August 15, 1977, Big Ear got a narrow bandwidth signal that lasted 72 seconds. The signal seemed to come from the constellation Sagittarius. It was about 30 times stronger than the cosmic background noise, and it was at a frequency of about 1420 megahertz. The signal went unnoticed until a few days later, when astronomer Jerry Amon was reviewing the computer printout and noticed the sequence 6EQUJ5 among a sea of low numbers that represent background noise. He used a red pen to circle the sequence and wrote, "Wow," in the left margin of the printout. That's how it became known as the WOW signal. people began pointing to the signal as evidence of extraterrestrial life. Scientists determined that nothing in the Sagittarius constellation could have made the signal and that it was not a satellite transmission, military signal, aircraft signal, or broadcast beam. And scientists conducted follow-up searches. For decades, astronomer Robert Gray has searched for recurrences of the WOW signal. He did so at Oak Ridge Observatory in Massachusetts, at the Mount Pleasant Radio Observatory in Tasmania, and at the Very Large Array Radio Astronomy Observatory in New Mexico. But the signal has never repeated. The Big Ear Observatory was disassembled in 1998, but the search for extraterrestrial intelligence continues today. In 2017, researchers suggested that the signal was not a sign of extraterrestrial life, but a signal generated by a passing comet that was not cataloged at the time. But many astronomers do not agree with this theory. Exactly where the signal came from remains unexplained. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Get more notes from history on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll be back with more history tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.